Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's F It Friday!
That's right, F It Friday.
It Friday.
And we got Shinano, we got Cappy, we got Michael Thompson, we got Pepe Mantilla, we got Yale upsetting Auburn in right, a first-round matchup.
Anybody besides Pepe have Yale in that game?
I didn't, but I had Auburn losing the next round anyway.
So I did have, okay. I had Yale plus 12 and a half.
You know why I knew, Michael? Because my cousin told me.
Oh, my God. This is what the cousin is.
You know what's his name?
What?
Nonoff.
Nonoff. What does that mean in English?
None of your business.
Oh, yes, yes.
In English, it's pronounced Nunya.
Yeah.
Nunya.
By the way, Pepe brought in a whole, it's like he's an actor now. He's a thespian. He came in as his cousin, and we were fooled. We thought it was somebody else.
Yeah,
it turned out to be just like Pepe.
It's really hard for you guys to be fooled.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Really. So, guys, what are you doing? Yeah, after yesterday's mayhem, what are you doing?
I played pickleball again today.
Damn you guys.
Pick up pickleball by your house, Ireland, Manhattan Heights Park.
Yeah, I played with Bergman last night. Lisa and I lost to Bergman and Lisa's friend Nancy 3 out of 4 games. I'm in big trouble tomorrow, but guys, there's a decent chance it rains.
Yeah, but we're rain or shine, we're gone.
So we may be turning it into a drinking contest, which I would heavily favor Travis if that happens.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But he's actually probably favored in pickleball also.
So Shadano, you've played a lot. Cappy, you've not played a lot, right?
Correct. That's right.
I have not played at all. Lindsay, have you played at all?
I played once.
Yeah, my partner Lindsay has played once.
And you've played once.
Bergman's been playing a lot.
Yeah, Bergman's not bad.
And he's teamed with CY. That's going to be a good duo right there.
What time is all this start?
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Everybody starts
be
the same time.
Be there at 9.
Everybody starts the same time on all the courts?
Well, no, they'll call you up. And okay. I know. How many courts are there? They have so many courts there.
So what happened? First, the ESPN crew plays all the games, and then...
No, the other way.
We got to play, like, the general population first.
There's Gen Pop, like prison.
There's
like
being in prison. There's a field of 64 teams, and then we're playing against all the regular players. Then once you get eliminated, you go to the 7-10
Then we can play the
bracket.
Station tournament.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to end up really
close. So I'm scheduled myself for 2 matches. One, an elimination match in the field of 64, and the other one being eliminated in the first round of the round robin.
Okay, nice. There you go.
Nice.
Very
throwing in the towel very early. Very positive. Very positive.
I was just going to say, you have a lot of faith in you and Lindsay.
Apparently. Much faith. Much faith. No, I just had an injury. I'm dealing with an injury.
Oh, stop.
So am I. I threw out my back last week.
Did you?
Yes.
How am I supposed to know? I don't.
Oh, I wasn't in the studio. I'm normally in the studio at least Monday through Thursday. I was out for like half the week.
You never mentioned to me that you threw out your back.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's terrible. But you're playing pickleball now, so you're fine.
Well, I'm working my way slowly back into it. I got a massage today. This woman just beat me up at the house. So now I don't know. I was literally lightheaded when I was done.
Do you have a massage lady who comes to the house?
No, I used the Soothe app Ireland and Trudell told me years ago.
Do you always get the same massage person?
No, you can if you want, but they say, do you want a man or a woman? Do you want somebody that's
deep tissue,
5-star? Yeah.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
George, I'm going to send you something that I've been doing. I've been doing this thing off of Aviation over by Trudell's house called Stretch Life. It's like a stretch lab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guys there are fantastic. Mm. And they've got a deal going on where they'll start your first session is super affordable and they will make your back feel better in one session.
Okay.
I'll send it to you right now.
Thank you.
So Cappy.
One session, huh? That's it.
Heard you guys. Yeah, it sounded like you whipped up some mayhem yesterday.
Oh my God!
Well, we did, but I think the highlight of the day
was Geeter.
Was when Geeter. So what happened is Beto said to me, he said, "Hey, I think that you've been wearing the Island Boys wig for a long time. Why don't you let me rock it for a little bit?" So I took it off.
Yep.
And I put on this bucket hat from Islands.
Okay.
All of a sudden, Beto's gone, And then who comes walking into Islands in the Island Boys wig is Geeter McGee.
Geeter! Wow.
And he comes walking
in. Did you guys put this out on social? I didn't see Geeter in an Island Boys wig.
I did not put it out on social. I mean, maybe social put it out on social. But it was definitely out on social somewhere.
I didn't see it.
Well, all I know is that Geeter came walking in going, Island Boy!
Island Boy!
Could not believe it. He said he was like, it was stuck in his head for weeks.
Now, Morales says that eventually Geeter is going to replace Travis and Sliwa.
No. We're cutting out a slice, okay?
A slice.
A slice before Travis and Slee. We're trying to cut out a slice. I'm trying to negotiate. I love Evan Cohen and Michelle Smallman.
They're great. Unsportsmanlike is excellent.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if we could cut a little slice, give them a slice early, then like a slice in between them and Travis and Sliwa, and we can do Geeter and Yogi. Okay, Yogi Roth and Geeter.
Oh yeah, Yogi's great.
Yeah, and we can have like a big, you know, we can have like a morning show, you know, into a morning show into a morning show.
It sounds great to me. Are we working? We're working on that. A slice.
Just a little sliver.
Now it's a sliver. It was a slice. Now it's a sliver.
Yeah, whatever we can carve out, we're going to try to figure it out.
No, I'm all for it.
By the way, Mace, I'm just checking my brackets.
Yeah.
I had Northwestern today.
Mm-hmm.
I had Yale today.
Oh, you did. Nice for you.
Yes, sir.
Good for you.
Nice pull.
You're a wise guy.
Thank you.
You know what I love? I'm doing that work with Cut, the new betting app, and I won, $10 on Yale plus 12.5. So far, I'm 5-2 betting tournament games, so I'm up $30.
You excited over $10?
Michael, it's all about perspective. It's winning money. I'm not betting a lot of money.
You act like you had $1,000.
I got Duke minus 12.5 versus Vermont, and Purdue, I laid the 27.5 versus Grambling State. It's a lot of points, but Purdue is really good.
Michael, Mace. You get excited about a bag of Tostitos.
Oh, yes. That's true.
That is true.
Yes,
yeah, sure. Mace, now that I'm into gambling also,
you're gaming.
I mean, not Ohtani style, but I mean, I'm into it.
Yeah, sure.
Not Ohtani style.
I've been told that rather than telling everybody how much you're betting, like you just said $10, you say how many units. So you say,
units?
I bet 10 units. Now, then it's up to everybody to imagine, you know,
what's
unit?
One unit? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So 10 units for you could easily be like $1 million.
You know what I'm going to start saying? I bet $10 on Yale. I dropped a dime on that game.
Yeah, a dime.
Kevin Pollock. Yeah. I dropped a dime on that game. I had a dime on Yale plus the 12.5.
We had Kevin Pollock in studio with us years ago, the actor, and he said, yeah, I got a dime on this game. And one of us, me or Mason, said to him, what's that, $10? He looks at us and went, no, it's 10 grand.
10
right?
grand, yeah. A dime.
That's why you gotta
Cappy,
dimes.
Can we find out what happened with your gas station Viagra you got yesterday from a listener?
Wait a minute, got Viagra at a gas station?
Oh, you didn't hear what happened yesterday?
No.
This dude pulls up to the show at the very end of the show. This is right before Dealer's Choice.
With a bottle.
And he says, hey, man, he goes, this is a little gift. You know, let me be Santa Claus just this one time. 1-2 for me to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he hands me this bottle. And you know what? I've got it here, George. I got to go grab it. And it's this, it's like an over-the-counter Viagra. That's supposed to
it's
get
it's like
you
a libido booster, basically.
Right, libido booster,
and,
right.
And we thought, since he was giving us the bottle, that it was like his company.
Right.
It turns out it's not. He just,
not his company.
He says it works for him.
Yeah,
you know?
Not his company at all. He told me
it works
for
him. What did he say? In the weight room and in the bedroom is what he said to us.
He told me to take two of them before the pickleball event.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you know the guy?
I don't know the guy.
He's a listener.
I didn't know him yesterday. I
always think it's funny what people show up. Now, are you going to use this? Are you going to try it?
Well, let me explain to you what happened.
Okay.
So he gives me this libido booster bottle.
Yeah.
And I show it to George.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure, you know, this is a very sweet, you know, gesture by the
very
guy.
Nice.
He obviously thinks I need
concerned
it.
Concerned
you know
about
I mean?
Your libido. Yeah.
Right. I've told him that, you know, max in a bedroom is 15 minutes for me. Otherwise, that's it. It's just too long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and right. Like, you got to get it over with.
Right. He's like, dude, this is going to make you last forever, whatever. And so, I go to take a look at the bottle just to like open it up just to make sure that it's sealed on the top. You know, it's not sealed. Guy's used half the bottle already.
Really? So it was his leftover libido pills.
He's like, dude, I have this in my car. Okay, I've used half the bottle, but you need to use the other half of the bottle. Now, the one guy, I hope he doesn't mind me ratting him out, but I'm going to do it. The guy who was most interested was Geeter.
Oh, really?
So Geeter's like, yo, give me a couple of those. So I hooked up Geeter with like 6 or 8 of them, and then I kept the
libido
rest of the
pills.
Yeah, the libido pills.
Wow.
Yeah. And I kept.
By the way, Geeter said that he's going to sneak in an Island Boys in one of his next broadcasts coming up. So
his next one's tonight.
Right. No, I don't know. Did he say tonight? Because he said the easiest way we felt like he could squeeze it in is just make a reference to Michael, you know, because Michael's an island boy.
That's right.
You know?
Yep.
Trying to figure out how to sneak it in after what Sedano did on the broadcast of the Miami-Dallas game on ESPN Radio.
He snuck in a bunch of stuff, didn't he?
Well, yeah. So Geeter said he needed to try to do something for the show. So he was going to try to sneak in Island Boy.
Island Boy.
Yeah, just tell him talk about me and talk about what a handsome Island
Boy.
Yeah,
that's right. There you go.
Yeah.
That's an easy way to sneak it in.
Exactly.
Are you guys worked up for tomorrow? Are you nervous for tomorrow?
No, not nervous. I'm getting through this like it's game 7 of the NBA Finals. I'm like getting massages.
Yeah.
My back is all busted up, but I got to play tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way the Chargers team doctor come out and give him a shot.
It's like Mamba mentality. I may go get a Toradol shot tomorrow or something.
That's right. Take the needle.
That is right.
All right. So we're back Monday at 1. With tales from the pickleball madness event.
A lot of stuff.
Do we have odds on who's going to get hurt the worst?
Well,
I'm always heavily favored in that category.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll bleed in this tournament, Mace?
I mean, like the softball game.
What are the odds on that one?
You didn't draw blood in the softball game.
I did bleed. I'm not going to be diving after anything tomorrow.
You're not going to scrape up your knee.
I'm not going to. No.
What's the over under, Michael, on Mason and Lindsay getting into an argument?
Oh, that's going to happen in the first point.
8:30 tomorrow morning.
I'm already a little pissed off at her.
How'd it go today?
You know what? Surprisingly well, because Lindsay just sort of butted out of everything.
Oh.
she stayed in her lane.
She's exactly. Oh, exactly. God. Wow. Jeez.
She almost won a game.
I thought she won when I was watching the basketball game.
She lost to me in a tiebreaker, but she was close.
Yeah, she was close.
She didn't butt out. She just was uninterested. She watched the basketball game.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so we want to see everybody tomorrow at the Pickleball Madness Tournament at the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley. It is going to be a blast. Rain, shine, whatever it is, we will be there, and we want to see you guys out there. We're back tomorrow at 1. Sedano and Cappy coming up next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah. 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 Bum, ba-dum, bum. Ding, da-dum, ding, ba-dum, ba, pick-a-doom, da-dum, bum, ba-dum, ba, pick-a-ding, da-dum, bum, ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-doom, doom-doom-doom.
Cappy, yesterday was fun. We always appreciate when the folks come out to say hello.
Oh, my God. I met so many great people out there yesterday. Man, what was my boy's name at the end of the day? Black Drew? He told me, he said, no, man, people call me Black Drew. He goes, that's what you got to call me. I'm like, all right, you got it, dog. I love y'all. I love all of y'all. Okay? The dude who came up with that gas station Viagra, I'm going to try it out. I'll get back to you.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
No, I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this weekend. I'm going to figure it out. Hey, listen, I'm telling you right now, George. Geeter was like, yo, let me get a couple of those. Let me see. Like, yo, can I get some of them? Yo, let me get some of them. Let me hold some. And so I did. I gave it to him. I hooked him up. I gave him like 8 pills. So, and then he's probably going to wind up calling me and going, yo, can you take a picture of the bottle so I know what it is? Because I love it. So, yeah, no, seriously, I got to tell you guys, seriously, you don't even understand. You do not understand how flattered we are. You know, you don't understand how flattered we are that you guys come out, you hang out, you give up time of your day, you come up to us, you want to take pics, you post pics, you tell us that you love the show. A lot of you guys are like, yo, man, I hate you. But then I love you. and then I hate you again, and then I love you again. I don't know how to feel about you. And I'm like, that's hype. You know, but seriously, we love you guys, man.
We do. It's always fun to be around the people. We'll be around the people again tomorrow. Although,
are you
going to
be okay?
You know, Cappy, I am treating this like it's game seven of the NBA Finals or the World Series.
And you got to play. Like there's no excuse.
I
got to
be in the lineup.
Right.
Yeah,
there's no excuse. We got to have you.
Yeah. I got to be in the lineup.
You're going to have to tape it up, shoot it up. You're going to have to take pills and whatever. Listen, George, ultimately, it comes down to this.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. The people are going to be out there to see you. They have expectations for you to be a world-class athlete, to be a black belt in pickleball, okay? You've got to find a way to tough it out, man.
Listen, you got to give a limb, you give a limb, Cappy.
It's the way it's got to be. You know, you said it earlier, Mamba mentality. When it comes to pickleball, you got to have it. You know, you got to clench that jaw, stick that chin out. Oh, bro, courage, guys, get them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm bringing an ice pack.
Okay.
I'm bringing the percussion gun.
The percussion gun. What are we playing the drums out there?
Yeah, the massage gun.
Oh, the Theragun.
Yeah,
I'll Theragun you.
No, it's okay.
What are you gonna do? Take your arm, stick it behind your back, and Theragun yourself?
Yeah,
so I do it all the time. Does, yeah.
No, dude, I'll do it. This is what teammates are for, bro. I'll handle it.
Okay. Sure.
By the way, if you need me to, you know I have two cousins that are chiropractors. That pretty much makes me a chiropractor.
Right. No. I you know what? I know that your cousins are chiropractors. I've seen you almost break Chris's neck. I'm gonna pass on that one. Although the masseuse today did ask me, you don't like chiropractors? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, I've never been to one, actually.
Oh, she's dude, like, let me work on you.
No, not you. I'll go to your cousins.
You don't need them. Listen to me. I'm here, they're not.
Manos de Mágica?
Sí. Sí, I have manos de Mágica. I know what that means. Try and get that around me, Jack. I know how to speak Espanol. It's true. So, dude, I'm proud of you, okay? I'm really proud of you because about a week ago...
It didn't look good.
Dr. Clapper comes on. Yep, Dr. Clapper comes on. He goes, how are you? You go, not so good. What's the problem? What's the issue, Sedano? You told him. Back problem. Dr. Clapper told you you will not make it to the court tomorrow at Fountain Valley.
Right. He told me 9 days later you will not be able to perform.
Right. But not you. You have done the work, man. You have gone to the trainer. You have done the physical therapy. You've taken the anti-inflammatories. You've iced on. You've iced off. You've hit the hot tub. You've stretched, massage. All modalities in play for George Sedano. Because we need you. Gotta have you.
Right. Gotta do it. So we'll do it. Speaking of doing it, this tournament. Now, there's a lot of things that have pissed me off, like the officials. And I know you've been on a tirade on the officials, basically, in all of sports.
All officials in every sport at every level. From Little League to the Major Leagues, they're all horrible.
They've gotten worse. Oh. So last night, I'm like half asleep, just tired, you know? And I'm watching this Kansas game against Samford. And all of a sudden, it's like a 6-7 point game. Kansas winning. It was close the whole time. And then Kansas gets like this 6 or 7 point lead with like a minute to go. And I'm like, ah, man, Kansas is going to win. I'm like, whatever. So I'm just kind of like laying there, you know, kind of dozing off, but I'm watching, still got one eye open. And then like Samford hits like a big three. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. Like, I'm in. So I'm locked in. So it becomes a 2-point ball game. All right. And this thing is like nip and tuck. And then what happens? The same thing that happened to the Lakers-Warriors game. They're checking out the ball out of bounds, and they're reviewing, and it's like 10 minutes of reviews. I'm like, come on, man. Like, I'm back to falling asleep again here. So they get the game going, and Kansas is a 2-point lead. They miss a shot. Or, I'm sorry, Kansas is a 2-point lead. Samford misses a shot to tie. The Kansas team gets a guy to leak out. So a long cross-court pass. And this kid, this guard for Samford, like chase down blocks him in a way that I jumped out of my bed last night. Okay,
it's a brilliant block. Amazing block.
In freaking sane. And then, of course, as I'm jumping out of my bed, I hear, and I'm like, no bleeping way. Yep. And then I'm like, all right, well, maybe he hit him on the hand. They show the replay.
Over and over again.
Clean as clean could be. Even, right. I don't know who was calling the game, but whoever was calling the game, it was Brad Nessler and somebody else. And the analyst was like, that's all ball.
All ball.
And I'm like, how is it that we just spent 10 minutes reviewing stuff about out of bounds or who the ball was off of or whatever, and we can't review the most pivotal play in the game? Like, it's not reviewable. How is that even possible? Like, what are we bleeping doing here? What the hell is going on here?
The worst part of it is that the beauty of the NCAA tournament, and remember, going in, here was the national talk. The women's tournament is actually more interesting than the men's tournament. And that's because you go, I don't know who the stars of college basketball are this year. There's
in
so
the
much
men's,
moving.
Right, we know right, the women's, right, yeah. The
there's stars, so much yeah. movement and NIL and one and done, and I don't know who's where and I don't know who's who. And they're like, the women's tournament's more interesting than the men's tournament. And then what happens is on day one, you get major upsets. You know, you get a Kentucky that falls to a school called Oakland that you don't even know where they are. You know where Oakland, California is. Who are these guys? Who guy scores 32 points, hits 10 threes. You're like, that guy's 40 years old. So you don't know what's going to happen. And that's what makes the tournament so great. Even on a day like today, where Yale just got done beating Auburn, where Northwestern advances to the defending national champions, Northwestern beat Florida Atlantic, who last year was in the Final Four, who had four returning players from last year's team. These upsets are what make this tournament so great. And you have little Samford, little teeny tiny Samford, with a perfectly clean block on Blue Blood Kansas. And oh, by the way, the kid from Kansas goes up to dunk the ball. He gets it smacked out of his hand, and he still hits the rim. And when he comes down, George, kind of a violent landing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the referees see the landing, they're like, oh, got to be a foul.
Had to have been a foul.
Got to be a foul. I mean, who goes down that hard if it's not a foul?
Right.
Go back and look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many times do we see where the refs are trying to figure out who touched it last going out of bounds?
Yeah, the fact that that was not reviewable to me is what's wrong with reviewing. Like that, like if you can't review that, then what are we doing?
What are we doing? What are we doing here, people?
Yeah.
This
by the
is
way,
such bleepery.
I get what you're saying about Florida Atlantic, but just for posterity, I mean, they were only a 4.5-point favorite against.
No, I get it. I mean, it was an 8-9 game, right? But I'm just saying that they were in the national champ, or they were in the Final Four last year.
They were in the Final Four.
Four returning players.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's not a huge upset. It's not what I'm saying. I mean,
Brad Nessler and Brendan Haywood. Thank you, Beto Dudon.
Oh, hey, way to go, Beto. And by the way, Beto, unsung contribution to yesterday's broadcast by A, inviting Geeter McGee as a gift, and B, having Geeter come in the Island Boys wig and then him rocking it the rest of the show.
It's what I do, Cappy.
Oh,
it's what
Beto. I do. Right there. What a contribution yesterday.
Lindsay creates the idea. I execute. It's what we call a team around here.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That I did not know.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Beto.
I'm just hanging out. Don't worry.
That's right, because the Lakers are playing.
Yeah, Laker game, and I brought in some bean and cheese burritos for Funch and some Uncrustables for the staff. I take
oh,
care
of
that.
Oh, I love Uncrustables. The strawberry or the grape?
Which
the
grape. Only grape. Only
oh, no,
grape.
The strawberry's better.
No.
I don't like Uncrustables, to be honest with you.
That's because you're a healthy guy and you care.
I mean, you're healthy I like care. Peanut butter. I just don't like jelly.
You should have seen him yesterday pounded on cheeseburgers. He wasn't so healthy.
His one day, his cheat day. Hey, your boy DeAndre over here saying he's not going to eat the pizza because I already had my cheat day. This guy's 25.
I know. Relax, DeAndre.
Your whole life is a cheat day right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. You have metabolism. Wait till you become like Cappy and become fat.
Right.
Visceral.
Right. Viscerally fat.
All right. Thanks for entertaining us, guys. Yesterday was a lot of fun. A lot of great feedback from everybody.
Yeah, it was awesome, dude. It was great. Let me tell you something.
Carry on.
All I want is feedback from Geeter on the gas station Viagra. That's all I want.
Jeez. That's how you're going to lose a friend the more you bring up people's personal life.
What do you mean lose a friend?
I mean, this is how, right. I mean, you know.
This is how you get kicked
you
out
do,
of circles.
You lost Canelo. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to lose Geeter.
Like, Geeter's like
if
a good,
you lose
wholesome
Geeter,
guy.
Chris will never forgive you.
Wow.
Yeah, Geeter's a good dude, man.
Who said he's a bad dude?
You're just putting his business out there. Maybe he
what
didn't want you to
it?
See
it all
that.
Happened on the air yesterday.
Yeah, but then you don't have to.
Did it?
Yeah, of did course. It all happened. It happened during
really?
Dealer's Choice, the whole thing.
Man. Mm. He might have just said, hey, let me get a couple as a joke or whatever. But, you know, even if he did, you don't have to bring it up over and over and
well,
over.
If he did do it as a joke, I don't appreciate that because I could use those extra pills.
All right. Speaking of extra, Cappy, you got any extra prize picks for today before we get into the Lakers?
Beto, you're going to love this. Beto, listen to this.
I'm actually on the app right now.
Okay, prize picks today. I've only made one play today, okay? I took Steve Hine. You guys know who Steve Hine is? You guys don't know who Steve Hine is?
Yeah, put me up.
What you got?
Yeah, Steve Hine. George, you know who Steve Hine is?
The Hine?
The Hine. That's right, the Hine. You know it. Steve Hine, George, needed to throw one 180 in an international dart throwing competition. All he needed was half of a 180, the Hine. And he got one full 180, nailed it. Then I took Jaden Ledee because I was watching this San Diego State UAB game earlier today. Jaden Ledee needed to score 21 points. He scored 28 points. So between the Hine and Jaden Ledee, that was my first play. I put down 20. I made 60. So 3-1 on Prize Picks. That could be you too. Or actually, you could take 10 bucks and turn it into $1,000. It's really just that easy. So here's what you do. Download the Prize Picks app. If you use my code Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y, they will match your first deposit 100% up to $100. You put in 100, they put in 100. You put in 50, they put in 50. Let's play. You, me, Beto, and the 3 million other people that are playing on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Cappy for that one-time deposit, that 100% match deposit up to $100. Prize Picks. Basketball's going on. Hockey. Now we can play baseball. Let's all play together on Prize Picks.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tequila. Cappy.
Yo.
There's going to be a Terminal H, apparently, at the pickleball, right?
I believe that Terminal H, you know what? I asked Crypto Ray, the general as he's known. Mm-hmm. I said, Crypto, who is going to be manning or womaning Terminal H at the Pickleball Madness event? And he said, the mayor of Terminal H. Do you know who that is, George?
Well, I thought it was George.
Dead Meow.
Dead Meow. That's right. Dead Meow is the mayor of Terminal H. No, Lindsay. See, George is like the chairman. He sends people to Terminal H.
Correct.
But Dead Meow has been relegated to, lives in Terminal
there.
H. He's one of those guys. You know people who live in the airport? That's Dead Meow. He lives in Terminal H. And so Dead Meow tomorrow, I asked the general, Crypto Ray, I said, please make sure that Dead Meow is wearing a sash that says the mayor of Terminal H. And we'll see if he's got it.
We'll see if he's got it. I am curious to see. Now, Cappy, I'm also curious to see how you're doing in your picks because you've got these couple of upsets here. Do you know where you are in the ESPN LA pick bracket or whatever?
I'm going to tell you, George, that if you're playing on ESPN.com, right now, my winning percentage is 83.9.
So's mine.
No way.
Yeah.
Exactly 83.9? So do I, 170 points.
What is your max?
I don't see that.
It should say right next to it. It should say points, percentage, and max.
No, mine just says percentage and points.
You have to update your phone for that to...
No. I'm updated. What's your rank, George?
I'm 88, which is, I believe, what you are, I would imagine. Then, if
mine says 4.3 million.
Did you guys as of this morning?
No, that's where you rank overall in the entire ESPN.com thing. There's an ESPN LA group.
Okay.
Yeah,
saying.
Just our group.
Okay.
Did you enter the ESPN LA group?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think I'm number one.
No, you're not.
No, I think so.
No, you're not.
No, you can't be number one if you have the same winning percentage I do, because I'm 88th. Because basically it goes from 26 to 88th. And what I did notice as I'm looking through the names, because I was looking for yours and I don't see it, there's a guy named Aaron Vonosik who's got like 23 entries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's some bleepery. That you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Well, I mean, you could. There's no rule against
that. I don't know. But still, it's kind of like, I don't know.
He's got like 23 entries, because literally I'm seeing one here that's got Marquette, and it says Aaron Vonosik's picks 23. And then below that, it says Aaron Vonosik's picks 5. And then below that, it says Aaron Vonosik's picked 10.
Here's what I got, though. I have UConn and Northwestern, so I had both of those.
Yeah.
I had San Diego State and Yale, so I have both of those.
Yeah.
I had Duquesne and Illinois, so I got both of those right.
Right.
I did lose out. I picked Drake over Washington State, so I didn't get that one right.
Yeah.
North Carolina and Michigan State, I got that. So I'm looking pretty good. I'm all in all, I'm looking pretty good. I picked a bunch of upsets that didn't come through for me.
Right.
But yeah, there I am. I'm an 83.9% winning percentage, and I have 170 points. And I feel pretty good about the Northwestern, Yale, and Duquesne picks in particular.
But the real question is what your max is. That's what I'm saying. Like, your max matters, because that's how many points you could possibly get if everything broke your way from here on out.
Yeah.
What is yours at, George?
Key. What?
What is your max again?
1830.
Oh, mine's 1800, so I can't be that far behind you. I'm at 68.1%.
Well, it's very early. We've only played a game in a day and a half of games.
Are you guys on your phones or are you guys on your computer?
I saw it on my phone, but I'm also on my computer at the moment.
Yeah, I'm on my phone, and I don't see what you're talking about with Max. I don't see that.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, look it up.
How?
I mean, just go on the computer then.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. So I'm having a little bit of a hard time today. As you guys kind of know, I have a little bit of a tech problem, you know? Yeah. So I'm on ESPN.com, and I've gone to the 2024 tournament, and I'm in the brackets, but these are the brackets as they're happening. They're not my brackets. I don't know where my brackets are. It's because I did everything on my phone.
Right, but because if you use the same login, which is always a problem with you.
You know I don't know my logins or my passwords.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, man. Forget it. Don't worry about it.
It's very annoying.
Just forget it. You're not going to win, so it doesn't matter.
I know, but I want to know what my max is.
George, didn't you have the top bracket in the station last year? I feel like you
did. No, I did not. Last year.
It
was 2 years ago. I was definitely close. I don't know if I don't think I was the top one, but I was close.
It was Slee. That's who it was last year, Slee.
Yeah. But Slee 2 years ago, last year I was a disaster because I picked a bunch of upsets and it all didn't play my way. This year, more of the upsets have played my way. All right, Cappy, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. I wanted to talk about the Lakers here because they play tonight, and less about tonight, but more about like what's ahead of them, okay? And I want to dive into that on the other side because I feel like so we can just kind of catch up and not have to like keep overrunning the breaks here. I want to do that. And I want you to pick, okay? There are teams ahead of them right now that they would have to play in the play-in in some capacity, okay? And right now those teams, because they're bunched together, are basically the 6 through the 10, right? So it'd be the Warriors, it'd be Dallas, it'd be Phoenix, it'd be Sacramento. I want you to tell me who you would like to face in those scenarios. Like, if you had your druthers, which one of those teams would you like to see the Lakers actually play in the play-in with 13 games remaining or whatever's remaining?
Okay, so let's
do that on the other side.
Okay, I want you to know, while you were saying that, I actually was able to somehow miraculously log into my account. My max is 1,710. What is yours?
Oh, yeah, 1,830.
So what does that mean? Which is better?
Mine is
higher. The number, the better.
Yeah. Oh, I thought the
Mine's
lower the
1,800.
Number. 1,800. Yeah. I thought the lower the number, the better.
Not good, bro.
Oh, that's
it's
terrible.
Like your max chance of winning at all.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I thought it was like golf. The lower, the better.
No.
I thought the lower was closer to one.
Yeah, nope.
Gosh, I was playing the wrong way.
I got more than you too, Cap. Damn.
What do you got?
1,790.
Oh, man, look at that. DeAndre just right below Lindsey. Like,
DeAndre, you don't know nothing about no basketball.
Hey, but tap the mic, DeAndre, by the way. There you go. Cappy, you know what I do know about?
Tell me.
Home away from home, all right? We were talking about Terminal H earlier. Let's talk about the terminals at Los Angeles International Airport. where changes are arriving daily to help transform the travel experience. The LAX Economy Parking Structure now open with thousands of smart parking spaces. I'll be there next week because I got to go to a game in Denver against Phoenix, who could be in that group I was just asking you about in regards to the play-in game with the Lakers. As well as they've got hundreds of EV charging stations, which I use tons of times. Modernized terminals have biometric gates for faster boarding. Who doesn't want to get to their flight faster? Less time, obviously, trying to get there. A new facility for your friends and family will have all major rental car brands under one roof when they come to visit. And soon, the People Mover train will connect it all. They'll connect you to the different terminals. They'll connect your friends and family to the rental car facility and connect local travelers to LA Metro. That LA Metro station right there on Century, you'll be able to just get there, take the Metro to there, hop over on the People Mover train, and boom, right to your terminal. At LAX, changes arriving daily to reduce traffic, save guests time, and transform the travel experience. For more information, go to their website, flylax.com/transforminglax. That's flylax.com/transforminglax.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh man, island bay. I don't want to hear about any rain tomorrow.
It's not looking good in the morning, that's for sure.
Well, we just need those giant squeegees, like the floor squeegees that they have at the basketball games.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I'm just looking at the weather report right now on KTLA. Everything says rain everywhere. That means it won't rain tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
We're not allowed to say the word rain, Christopher said.
Oh, there's no, come on. The weather guys are never right. Come on.
I feel like it's similar to in the Midwest and in like the Northwest when they're like, oh, it's gonna blizzard 24, and no, they just want to scare people.
Rain is kind of easy to figure out. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean, and here it doesn't rain a lot normally here. Not like, it's not like heavy rain. It's just like mist a lot, you know?
Well, I'm wearing my raincoat. I'll wear my brand new Skechers pickleball shoes. I'm ready to play, okay? I mean, if rain is going to get us a couple of forfeits, George, that might advance us directly to the finals, which is good for your back. Less play for you. Less stress on the back.
Yeah. Maybe we need some positive reinforcement here or affirmation.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a good idea. You guys ready for today's daily affirmations?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one's perfect for me this weekend. You ready? I love wearing clothes that flatter my incredible figure. Generally, what that means is I usually buy like a size bigger than I really need so that I don't have to feel fat when I tuck my, you know, like belly in and I button my pants. So I love wearing clothes that flatter my incredible figure. That's number one. Number two, my body deserves love. You hear that? I hope Rubber Rachel is listening. My body deserves love.
It doesn't matter if she's listening, Cat, because this is all about you and looking inward and loving yourself.
Well, I wanted her to understand that my body deserves love.
But someone can't love you if you don't love yourself.
Well, lastly, I view myself through kind eyes. You hear that, George?
Yeah.
Kind eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very kind to myself. So far, these aren't working on me so far, Linz. You know, I keep calling myself fat and disgusting and gross. And
well, again, your brain only believes what you tell it, you know? And if you keep saying those bad things, then eventually it's going to be like, oh, that's what I am. That's
the point of these. Interested in believing Bruce Lee, right? And what his mantra was, right?
George, the best part about this was when Cappy read the first one, DeAndre looked right at me and just started rolling.
It's so funny, Big D.
Nothing at all, man.
The reaction from these two about Cappy saying, I love the flattery, and then my body, they're dying over here, Cappy. It's hilarious.
Big D.
I'm saying I'm along with you, Cap.
Big D, it's like Bruce Lee said, don't speak negatively about yourself, even as a joke. Your body doesn't know the difference.
It's true.
Mm. He's rolling his eyes.
You're rolling your eyes at the great Bruce Lee?
No, not to Bruce Lee.
Ha ha! The DeAndre's showing personality. I love it.
Is that you, Cap, that's making that noise?
Yeah, I'm doing karate moves.
Oh, I thought that was like a drop. That sounded like did not sound like you.
Bruce Lee didn't do karate really though.
What did he do?
Jeet Kune Do, which is more
comfortable. Well, that's what I meant. I meant Jeet Kune Do.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
You know, just like you always mean karate.
Like, it wasn't karate. It was Jeet Kune Do.
Well, you at one point called it karatai, actually.
Well, that's a different art form, George.
Oh, I see. Right.
See what I'm saying?
Not familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's a whole different deal.
Apparently. Yeah.
You know? You know the basic stuff, like taekwondo. Karatai is a whole different...
Nah, taekwondo is kind of like, basically like tag.
Well, that's what, right. I mean, is that what you have a black belt in?
No.
What do you have a black belt
that's
in?
That's like tag, dude.
You don't have a black belt in karate.
No offense to the taekwondo artists out there.
Dude, a bunch of taekwondo guys out there are going to want to kick your ass.
I mean, they probably could now at this stage of my life. But
yeah, but when you were a black belt, what was it that you took?
And taught? Goju-ryu.
Goju-ryu? Yeah. Please. Ain't no karate.
Oh, man. George is hating on your skills.
I mean, come on, George. Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, it ain't no karatai.
Hey, did you get your guy to bring the bench press tomorrow? Maybe that's something we could do while if there's a little delay.
Dude, my guy is Dead Meow.
Okay, well, maybe he could set up the bench press at Terminal H.
Hey, Dead Meow, you going to bring a bench press to Terminal H? We need a 4 45s, and then we need 2 2.5s so that DeAndre can bench 230.
You know, I think I could bench more than that, but I don't want you spotting
me. Oh, wow.
Oh, there we go.
I don't want you spotting me, though.
Why not?
Cause I'm afraid.
Yeah,
you know why?
You're gonna be able to pick him up.
You don't want the Austin Reeves treatment, huh?
I don't want the Austin Reeves treatment. No, I'm sorry.
Beto's like, what
I wouldn't trust you either, Cappy. To be honest with you, kind of like I. Who do you trust the Lakers to actually beat if they had to play them in the play-in?
I thought you were gonna give me a list. I thought this was multiple choice.
I mean, I gave you the list before we went to break.
I know, but I forgot it. So go ahead and do it again.
Geez. All right, Warriors, Kings, Suns or Mavericks? If you could pick their opponent, who would it be?
Warriors.
Even though they've lost a couple to them already.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, I go back to earlier in the year when they had that spectacular Saturday night game that I think was double overtime game in San Francisco. Lakers came away with that one on the road. There's another game that they had beaten the Warriors, I think a couple weeks later. But then they lost the game here, which kind of set me off into a tailspin of the roller coaster again. But, I mean, of all those teams that you just mentioned, I would say that, again, looking at those four teams that you just gave me, Sacramento, I don't think the Lakers can beat Sacramento. That's been proven time and time again. Mm-hmm. Phoenix, I would get worried about because they're just always dangerous. And who else besides who else did you give me? Who's the fourth team that I'm not? Who's the fourth team
Phoenix.
I'm missing? Phoenix. No, Phoenix, I said no. I don't want Phoenix. I don't
really?
Want Sacramento.
The Lakers have had more success against Phoenix than they've had against Golden State this year.
Yeah, but all year long, it's kind of like when they've played Phoenix, I feel like they've caught them at the right time. They didn't have the right guys.
Okay, that's
or guys
fair.
Were hurt. Okay,
they have been hurt. That's
okay,
true.
Okay, so Phoenix, I said no. Sacramento, I said no.
Dallas?
Dallas, I don't want any piece of Dallas right now.
You don't want Kyrie?
No, I don't want Kyrie. I don't want Kyrie.
He's been pretty good lately.
Yeah, I don't want him. I don't want anything to do with Luka. You know what the problem is, George? You're probably
you want the Warriors because they're old, basically at this point.
And by the way,
the Warriors are either really old or really young.
Yeah, and listen, after the Warriors, then I would go to the Suns because Dallas and Sacramento, I perceive those two teams as being young, athletic, fast paced, good shooters from the outside. Like I would say that if you asked me to rank those four teams, I'd rather face Golden State first, Phoenix second, Dallas third, and then Sacramento, because Sacramento to me is the one team that the Lakers of those four, they just have proven they can't beat them.
Yeah, they've put it in their chest every time.
Do you think that LeBron
put it in AD's chest, by the way?
Do you
have? I said that.
Do you think LeBron, like, I feel like he gets up more for, like, playing against Steph or playing against KD, whereas they kind of, like, overlook, like Sacramento maybe, or I don't know so much Dallas, but it seems like these guys that he's used to playing against, and it's supposed to be, like, it would have been a marquee matchup, you know, a couple years ago. I feel like he gets up for those games with, like, the big-name players.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a history thing with him and Steph, right, so right. I think that plays a huge role in it. So, all right, coming up next, speaking of LeBron, Lindsay thinks LeBron is, what's the phrase I'm looking for? She thinks he's, like, subtweeting or subtexting in this case because it's a comment.
Subspeaking.
Subspeaking, perhaps. That's a good way to describe it. His head coach, Cappy. All right? We'll tell you what that's all about in just a second. Stick around. We'll be back in 2 minutes.